One time someone came to Socrates and said, I have something to tell you, I have something urgent, I want to tell you. He was very eager to speak. Socrates said, okay, I'll hear you out, but let me just ask you a few questions first. What you're about to tell me, is it true? The person thought for a moment and said, well, I'm not sure. Then Socrates said, okay, no. What you're about to tell me, is it something nice? The person thought for a moment and said, well, not really. And Socrates said, is what you're about to tell me beneficial for me or you or whatever, the person involved? The person said, not really. So then Socrates said, better you don't tell me at all. Our words, our speech needs to be very, very controlled. And therefore, in this 17th chapter, Krishna is giving us further indications of how we can live in the mode of goodness, how we can practice a life of goodness. Krishna says to Arjuna, Anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyam hitam chayat svadhyayas brashanam ceva vanmayam tapa uchyate. Speak words which are satyam. Speak words which are priyam. And speak words which are hitam. Truthful words, pleasing words, words that are beneficial. As we live this kind of lifestyle and practice this kind of character, then we will see much more positivity and happiness in our life. And so here in this chapter, Krishna is further elaborating on the three modes of material nature, explaining the different qualities by which one can live in a higher mode and a higher quality of life. So now as we near the end of the Gita, now we're coming to the conclusion of the Gyan chapters. And so one final meditation on the importance of Gyan or knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna compares knowledge to different things. Krishna compares Gyan to fire. Krishna talks about the Gyana Agni. Knowledge is like fire. Because if you get knowledge, it will burn up all of your karma. Krishna compares knowledge to a boat. He talks about Gyana Plava. The world is like an ocean of suffering which has its ups and downs. But if you have knowledge, you will be firmly situated in a boat and protected from the ups and downs of life. Krishna talks about the sword of knowledge. He talks about the Gyana Ashina. Knowledge is compared to a sword because sometimes we have doubts. Sometimes we have other ideas of what we want to do, and therefore one who is having knowledge, all such temptations, deviations and doubts will be cut by the sword of knowledge. And finally, Krishna compares knowledge to a lamp. He talks about Jnana Deepena. Knowledge is like a lamp because what it will do is it will light up your journey and it will keep you alert as to where the exit door from this material world really is. So in conclusion, as we come to the 18th and the final chapter, let us invest time in grasping this knowledge, and not only grasping the knowledge, but really trying to understand it and then apply it in our lives.